بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We continue studying the book of عمدة الأحكام, and we are still in the chapter that deals with طهارة. And as a reminder, طهارة means purification, purity, and it has two meanings. One, physical, which is you have to clean and remove that from your body, from your clothes, and from the place you're praying in. And one is moral, something we cannot touch or see. And this is major, such as being in the state of janaba, sexual impurity. This can only be lifted by ghusl, and this can be minor, such as when you pass wind or answer the call of nature, and this can be uplifted by performing wudu. And wudu is our topic for today. The eighth hadith is one of the great hadith with us. So who would volunteer to read this hadith, please? Kaleem, do.
Humran, the freed slave of Usman, said, I saw Usman, may Allah be pleased with him, calling for a vessel of water and poured water over his hands three times and then washed them. Then he put his right hand in the vessel and rinsed his mouth and cleaned his nose. Then he washed his face three times and his hands up to the elbows three times. Then wiped his head, then washed his feet three times. Then he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, he who performed ablution like this ablution of mine and offered two rakahs of prayer without allowing his thoughts to be distracted, all his previous sins would be expiated.
Very well. This hadith of Humran, one of the servants of Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, the third caliph of Islam, and twice the son-in-law of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as he married to two of his daughters. May Allah be pleased with them all. He is describing to us how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam performed wudu. And if you go to look at what he had done, you will find it to be in compliance with the Quran. Because in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 6, Allah describes to us how we should perform wudu. And as you recall in previous episodes, we said that there are six pillars of wudu. Is this correct? So, let's count them once again. The first pillar, washing the face, Abdurrahman. Second pillar, hands, or rinsing the mouth or the nose. No. See, you have to, when studying fiqh, be in full concentration. It's like playing badminton. If you blink when he's serving, you lose. And in fiqh, every single word counts. And that is why you study the fundamentals of fiqh, usul al-fiqh, which is a very serious science that teaches you the meaning and how to use each word. And that is why they have general meaning and they have specific meaning. And they have what is known as mutlaq and muqayyad. And all these terminologies refer to the usage of the word and what it means. We go back again, concentrate. We have six pillars of wudu. Without any of them, your wudu is invalid. That is why when we say pillar, also this is studied in fundamentals of fiqh. When you verify something to be a pillar, without it, the whole building collapses. So pillars of prayer, ruku'. If I forget to make ruku', if I do not bow once in a four rak'ah prayer, so I did only three, but one of them I forgot, I immediately went into prostration. Is my prayer valid? My prayer is invalid, unless I make up for that during the prayer. Why? Because a pillar has gone. So we go back again. Four of the pillars are mentioned in the Quran. Washing the face, which includes rinsing the mouth and inhaling and blowing your nose. Washing your arms till the elbow. So saying that washing the hands is not sufficient, because this is a hand, and in Arabic this also can mean to be the hand, which is the full arm. So you have to be specific. And that is why when Allah tells us in the Quran that the punishment of a person who steals is to chop his hand, to chop his hand, to chop his hand, to chop his hand, you have to know. Because the word in Arabic may carry all of these meanings. So it is essential that you know what you meant by this. And for an example, you know the word Ayn in Arabic? What does it mean? Eye. Ayn means eye. However, it has other meanings. For example, the letter Ayn, which begins with A. My name is Asim. So the first letter in my name is Ayn. It means the organ itself, the eye. It means a spring of water. Aynun jariyah. Fiha aynun jariyah. In the Quran, Surah Al-Ghashiyah. It also means a spy. I sent a ayn. I sent an eye to go and find out what's happening. And it also means the entity of things. Aynu shay. The entity of this thing and not this thing. So the word itself has a number of meanings. So you have to be in fiqh very practical and very specific. When you say washing the hands, I did that in the beginning. No, it's washing the arms up to the elbows. And in the Quran, it refers to aydi. Aydiyakum ila al-marafiq. And the third pillar, wiping our heads and then washing our feet
to the ankles.
Up to the ankles. Number five, order. What do you mean by order? I cannot start with my feet and then my face. I have to go face, arms to the elbows, head, and then feet to the ankles. And number six is the continuity or the sequence, in the sense that I don't leave a big gap. Leaving a gap means that I'm not being in sequence and then I have to do it all over again. So these are the pillars. If you look at the hadith, you'll find the pillars. But you'll find also an added value, which is the sunnah. What do you mean by sunnah? Things if you do, you're rewarded. If you don't do, you are not sinful. You're not sinful. So let's go on to look at the hadith of Uthman. First of all, the first thing he did was to pour water and washing his hands three times. Why? We said that before, that this is so that you are able to enter your hands into the vessel. If you don't wash your hand, maybe your hands have dirt, germs, they're not clean, smelly. By entering your hands into the vessel before washing it, this would not make you feel good and would not make those coming behind you to use the water feel good neither. So he did this, and this is a sunnah. The Prophet is the one who did it because he's describing to us what the Prophet did, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he got his hand, right hand, in the water, took a scoop, made rinsing the mouth, inhaling and blowing, and he did not tell us here how many times. So we are assuming it is once, because afterwards he says, then he washed his face three times. So now we know that this is different than washing the face. I don't know, let's assume it's once and washing the face three times. Then he washed his hands up to the elbows three times. Okay, so three times again. Then he wiped his head, then washed his feet three times. Wiping the head how many times? He did not say, so we assume that it is once. And then he said, I have seen the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam perform wudu exactly as I've showed you. And then he said, whoever performs wudu like this and prays two rak'ahs without talking to himself, without allowing the thought to be distracted, Allah would forgive all of his previous sins. Very easy. Has anybody tried it? Has anybody tried these two rak'ahs? Were you successful? Not always. Well, It is very difficult. It needs training. It cannot come from the first time. It is exactly when you go to the gym and try to bench press 100 kilograms. You cannot even lift it. But if you start with 5 kilograms, and over the year you build it up to 30, and over the 3-4 years you build it up to 100, it will come. Likewise, if you try this prayer once, 5 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, maybe. Why? Because every time you're fighting yourself, and those who fight, who struggle, Allah would guide them. Allah said in the last verse of Surah Al-Ankabut, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلُنَا. Those who struggle in our cause, in Allah's cause, we will guide them. So you struggle, you will attain this. And the reward is not something to be taken lightly. All of your previous sins are forgiven. So I think it's worth trying every now and then. So these are 2 rak'ahs. Our topic is not these 2 rak'ahs. Our topic is wudu, ablution. So we will go back to some of the lessons that can be learned from this hadith just after the break. So stay tuned.